USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's a storm like few others as Hurricane Hillary approaches the Golden State. The historic cyclone's prompting the first tropical storm watch ever in Southern California.
This will bring significant and potentially dangerous and rare impacts to portions of Southern California and the Southwest U.S. this weekend into early next week.
Forecasters say Hillary is likely to generate torrential rains in the mountains and southern deserts of California, Nevada, and Arizona. The official death toll stands at 111 on the Hawaiian island of Maui, with more than 1,000 others still listed as missing. AARP Hawaii State President Gary Simon says many victims in wildfires may be among the elderly.
Well, we're already seeing in the most recent days and hours all of these fatalities for all older.
Reports say former President Trump is expected to surrender at an Atlanta jail at the end of next week. NBC News reports law enforcement officials are anticipating Trump will surrender no earlier than Thursday in his Georgia election case. Meanwhile, the former president will reportedly skip the first Republican primary debate.
The New York Times reports he'll instead sit for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson on the same night. Trump, who is considered the frontrunner for the GOP nomination, has signaled for weeks he may not participate in the debate, citing his consistent lead over other Republican contenders in multiple polls. The debate will air Wednesday. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The U.S. Border Patrol says migrant encounters are down from this time last year. In new statistics released Friday, federal officials said encounters in July decreased by 27% compared to a year ago. A new study says you may want to consider which arm your COVID-19 booster shot goes into this fall. Research published in the journal eBiomedicine says the immune response could be stronger if it goes in the same arm as your last COVID vaccine. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi. And
maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S., South Korea, and Japan are entering a new trilateral partnership. After hosting a meeting with his counterparts at Camp David, President Biden announced historic actions to increase cooperation between the nations in the Indo-Pacific.
I want to thank you for your leadership, and I say it again, for your courage that brought us together. I look forward to working with both of you ahead.
Those include an annual meeting between leaders, annual military exercises, and greater information sharing on threats in the region. The leaders also reaffirmed their commitment to maintain peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. A federal judge is denying former President Trump's request to put off a civil trial in E. Jean Carroll's defamation lawsuit against him. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan already rejected Trump's attempt to throw out the lawsuit earlier this summer, but Trump appealed it and asked he delay the trial currently set for January. Kaplan wrote that Trump's appeal is frivolous. A book about Texas high school football is being yanked from some school library shelves. Michael Board reports.
It's time.
Friday Night Lights, which followed the Permian Panthers football team, has been made into a movie and a TV show.
Clear eyes, full heart.
But it's been pulled from some school library shelves in Iowa as part of a move to weed out titles that are not age appropriate. Mason City Schools used artificial intelligence to go through the titles. The author, Buzz Bissinger, told the Cedar Rapids Gazette that the ban is, quote, pathetic, infuriating, and dangerous. I'm Michael Board.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.